Back here on the Post Game Show, we're joined now by the head coach of the Jays, Jacoby Lloyd. Coach, congratulations on the win. How are we feeling after that one?
You know, it obviously 67-point first half is shooting the ball at a blistering pace. 71%. It was unbelievable. Yeah. I'm disappointed how many turnovers we've had these first two games. We're just not very solid with the ball at times. I want to look on the positive side of things and look at how Keith Levine played like just an absolute man right out of the gate. He's just a physical, athletic kid. Bowden caught fire, and when he catches fire, it's something to watch. But the biggest thing that I focused on at halftime was trying to play it like it's a 0-0 game and work on the things that we're struggling with. I think we're doing a pretty poor job right now of having sharp cuts to get open, which is causing whoever our ball handler is to dribble the ball a little bit too much. We do a little bit too much dancing on the sideline. So we just need to fine-tune some things, but we've had 10 practices, and
I, you know, I told Steve in the first half, I said it's obviously the 67 is fantastic, but it was pretty ugly. You know, it's the two first games of the year.
Imagine we miss those shots, and this game's a whole different game. We shot the ball really well, but you can't always rely on shooting the ball really, really well. You've got to be able to do the little things the right way. And I think we need to make a step forward in sharing the ball, making the extra pass, having a little bit harder cuts. We lose a little bit of intensity defensively at times, just like we get lackadaisical and forget what the scout is.
I would echo that. I thought our defensive execution was not like we've normally seen it. And part of it, it's you've got a lot of new bodies in there.
A lot of new guys.
Kids really trying to feel out their way and where do they fit in. And we talked before the game. It was really nice to see. We always had Mason in there. You know, I think you had mentioned that in the paper. You always or in the that fast break printout that you had the rim protector. Keith did a really job of that to start the game.
Kids didn't want to go in there anymore when he came over. He came over without fouling, going straight up, taking advantage of his athleticism. Little things that we need to clean up from the standpoint of, like Jacob going over those screens to force a jump shot with a contested hand.
Left wing, I know that was one that he had come under there and ended up giving up.
Got caught under a screen and just couldn't quite get out there and contest it the way that we wanted him to. Jacob could be an elite defender. And I thought the one thing that Jacob did a nice job of is scoring the basketball. He was assertive. Jacob Hilgeman's a way different player when he is assertive and ready to go right away.
Defensively, I know there was a couple of times you were a little bit, there was a timeout in the second half where you basically stared your guys back into the huddle defensively. What did you think of their defensive effort tonight?
Well, 60-whatever points we gave up is too many, in my opinion, even though the pace was a little bit faster and we had to play with a big lead, and that always changes kids. But I want to keep our defensive average around 55, 50 points. That's a lofty goal, but I think you'd rather have high standards and try to get around that area. And I just, the little things like Brooks not going same route on an out-of-bounds play where Dosh knocks down a three at the top of the key, those little things that we work on day in and day out, and we just had little mental lapses where I'm sitting there going, imagine if we would take away those little, brain farts that we have.
Yep. You look at it, what I love, though, is when you can come out of a game and you look at the scenario and you go, okay, these are the things we need to work on, but there's none of them that you look at and go, you know what, that's not something that we're going to have a hard time fixing that.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of dedication.
I agree. I think it's a lot of new kids on the floor, which is a huge part of the reason why this scout, Jacob never had to carry out a scout as the number one defender. We had Ryder and we had Dawson and we had Jared doing a lot of that, so he came in and was just able to be an athlete. Now he's got to be a little bit more on the ball with what he's doing defensively. We're gonna see a really, really fast-paced Bismarck High team on Friday. They shot it. They made 19 of 43s against Fargo North. They played about 14 kids, and they were up and down trapping everything. It's kind of a new style of Bismarck High basketball than I'm used to see, but it was fun to watch on film. Me being 5'10", 140 pounds, soaking wet in high school, I would have fit in with that crowd rather than what we did.
Coach, we'll see you on Friday. Congratulations.
I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.